Bad Bird by Chris Knopf. Narrated by Deanna Hurst.
Chapter 1. If I hadn't been spending so much time living in my head, I might have noticed earlier that there was something terribly wrong with the single-engine plane circling overhead. I was leaning on the top rail of a white plastic fence that encircled a huge grazing and exercise pasture for a herd of show horses. When I was in the thrall of a certain kind of moody unease, I liked to hang there and watch the elegant creatures trot around, caress one another with their long necks, and occasionally drop to the ground and roll around on their backs. I'd made friends with a few of them. Relationships reinforced by the breath mints I'd hold out in the palm of my hand, which they'd slurp up into their huge horsey mouths with surprising delicacy. I don't remember which internal debate had driven me there that morning, but I remember it was a pretty spring day, early spring, when the grass of the pasture was in its first blush of new growth, and the big maple trees planted randomly along the white fence were sporting a fresh coat of light green fuzz. The sun was still fairly low on the horizon, but the cloudless sky was already a vivid blue, presenting a clear contrast with the white fuselage of the little plane as it passed above. My mind suddenly became disengaged from the obsession of the moment, and my heart leaped to my throat as I realized a trail of gray-black smoke was suddenly pouring from the engine as the plane wobbled drunkenly through the air. I reached for the cell phone in the pocket of my pants and held it, along with my breath, as I watched the plane continue to circle as it lost altitude.